This is the NOCM ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. What time does the exam start? 2. Have you met my sister? 3. What are the main ingredients of this dish? 4. Do you feel cold? 5. Where did you buy your car? 6. Why didn't you go to the party? 7. How many people live in this village? 8. When did you start your new job? 9. What does this word mean in English? 10. Would you like to go to the cinema tomorrow?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. What time does the exam start? 2. Have you met my sister? 3. What are the main ingredients of this dish? 4. Do you feel cold? 5. Where did you buy your car? 6. Why didn't you go to the party? 7. How many people live in this village? 8. When did you start your new job? 9. What does this word mean in English? 10. Would you like to go to the cinema tomorrow?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them.
Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hey, Bruno. What should we do this evening?
We could stay at home and relax. Do you feel like watching a film?
Yes, but we watched a film last night. Maybe we could do something different tonight. We could play a video game. What about Super Mario?
No, I'm not as good as you at Super Mario. You always win. How about playing a board game?
Yes, a board game could be fun. Do we still have Monopoly?
Yes. It's in the cupboard, in the living room.
Cards are fun too, but Monopoly is more exciting. We can make it a long game and maybe order some pizza.
Pizza and Monopoly. Perfect. Do you think we should invite anyone to join us?
Maybe we could invite Sarah and Mike. They live nearby and they love board games. We haven't seen them for about 3 weeks.
Good idea. I'll text them and see if they're free. If not, we can still play a board game on our own, can't we?
Yes, of course. But I think it's a good idea to text them. If they can't come, we can still enjoy the pizza and have a fun games night together.
Definitely. Let's have a relaxing evening.
Agreed. It'll be a nice way to spend the evening after a long week at work. Okay, you text Sarah and Mike and I'll look for the Monopoly game. Then we can order the pizza.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hey, Bruno. What should we do this evening?
We could stay at home and relax. Do you feel like watching a film?
Yes, but we watched a film last night. Maybe we could do something different tonight. We could play a video game. What about Super Mario?
No, I'm not as good as you at Super Mario. You always win. How about playing a board game?
Yes, a board game could be fun. Do we still have Monopoly?
Yes. It's in the cupboard, in the living room.
Cards are fun too, but Monopoly is more exciting. We can make it a long game and maybe order some pizza.
Pizza and Monopoly. Perfect. Do you think we should invite anyone to join us?
Maybe we could invite Sarah and Mike. They live nearby and they love board games. We haven't seen them for about 3 weeks.
Good idea. I'll text them and see if they're free. If not, we can still play a board game on our own, can't we?
Yes, of course. But I think it's a good idea to text them. If they can't come, we can still enjoy the pizza and have a fun games night together.
Definitely. Let's have a relaxing evening.
Agreed. It'll be a nice way to spend the evening after a long week at work. Okay, you text Sarah and Mike and I'll look for the Monopoly game. Then we can order the pizza.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello. My name is Monica Ahmad. I'm not really sure what career I want to go into. Can you help?
Hello, Monica. Do you have any ideas about the sort of work you might enjoy?
Well, I like helping people and I'm interested in health, but I'm not sure that I want to be a doctor or a nurse.
That's a good start. There are many career choices in health, not just doctors and nurses. Have you thought about being a physiotherapist, a pharmacist, or even working as part of an ambulance team?
No, I haven't really thought about those. I do like the idea of working directly with people, though. Maybe being part of an ambulance team could be interesting.
It's fast-paced, and you would be helping people in emergency situations. You'll need good training, but you can make a big difference to people's lives.
That sounds really exciting, and it's something I think I would like to do. What kind of training would I need for that?
First, you'll need to do a course at university. After that, you'll get practical training with an ambulance service.
I'm also worried about whether I could cope with the stress.
It's normal to feel nervous about a job like that. You could start by volunteering or doing work experience in a hospital or clinic to see if it's right for you. That way, you can get a better idea before deciding.
That's a good idea. I'll apply for some volunteer work. Thanks very much for your advice.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, my name is Monica Ahmad. I'm not really sure what career I want to go into. Can you help?
Hello, Monica. Do you have any ideas about the sort of work you might enjoy?
Well, I like helping people and I'm interested in health, but I'm not sure that I want to be a doctor or a nurse.
That's a good start. There are many career choices in health, not just doctors and nurses. Have you thought about being a physiotherapist, a pharmacist, or even working as part of an ambulance team?
No, I haven't really thought about those. I do like the idea of working directly with people, though. Maybe being part of an ambulance team could be interesting.
It's fast-paced, and you would be helping people in emergency situations. You'll need good training, but you can make a big difference to people's lives.
That sounds really exciting, and it's something I think I would like to do. What kind of training would I need for that?
First, you'll need to do a course at university. After that, you'll get practical training with an ambulance service.
I'm also worried about whether I could cope with the stress.
It's normal to feel nervous about a job like that. You could start by volunteering or doing work experience in a hospital or clinic to see if it's right for you. That way, you can get a better idea before deciding.
That's a good idea. I'll apply for some volunteer work. Thanks very much for your advice.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, everyone. It's Rebecca here. I'm celebrating my 21st birthday and I'm going to have a party on Friday next week in the community centre. It would be great if you could come. The party will start at 7 p.m. and go on till midnight. I'm going to invite about 50 people. I think you will all know most of them because they were at school with us. I haven't seen some of you for ages, and it will be fantastic to catch up and tell each other our news. I've just graduated from university and I'm looking for a job now. I've applied for 2 in this area and 1 in London. I can give you all the details when we meet. I need to know exactly how many people to expect at the party, so please, could you respond to this message or send me a text to let me know if you're coming? I do hope you'll be there. See you soon.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Hello, everyone. It's Rebecca here. I'm celebrating my 21st birthday and I'm going to have a party on Friday next week in the community centre. It would be great if you could come. The party will start at 7 p.m. and go on till midnight. I'm going to invite about 50 people. I think you will all know most of them because they were at school with us. I haven't seen some of you for ages, and it will be fantastic to catch up and tell each other our news. I've just graduated from university and I'm looking for a job now. I've applied for 2 in this area and 1 in London. I can give you all the details when we meet. I need to know exactly how many people to expect at the party, so please, could you respond to this message or send me a text to let me know if you're coming? I do hope you'll be there. See you soon.
Now, check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Good afternoon to passengers who have just joined us at York. Welcome on board the 14:30 intercity train to London King's Cross. Our expected time of arrival in London is 16:35. For your safety and comfort, please place your luggage in the storage racks above your seat or in the storage areas at the front of the coach. We kindly ask that you do not put suitcases on the seats or in the corridors. Please sit in the seat you have booked for the journey. If you do not have a booking, you can find an available seat by looking at the display signs above the seats. If you require refreshments, we have a counter service in Coach E. Here you can buy sandwiches, hot and cold snacks, cold drinks, and tea and coffee. There is also a buffet trolley with crisps, chocolate, biscuits, and hot and cold drinks. Please have your ticket ready for inspection if you've joined the train at York. I wish you a pleasant journey. Now listen to the broadcast again. Good afternoon to passengers who have just joined us at York. Welcome on board the 14:30 intercity train to London King's Cross. Our expected time of arrival in London is 16:35. For your safety and comfort, please place your luggage in the storage racks above your seat or in the storage areas at the front of the coach. We kindly ask that you do not put suitcases on the seats or in the corridors. Please sit in the seat you have booked for the journey. If you do not have a booking, you can find an available seat by looking at the display signs above the seats. If you require refreshments, we have a counter service in Coach E. Here you can buy sandwiches, hot and cold snacks, cold drinks, and tea and coffee. There is also a buffet trolley with crisps, chocolate, biscuits, and hot and cold drinks. Please have your ticket ready for inspection if you've joined the train at York. I wish you a pleasant journey. Now, check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.